Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, and especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post office. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers out there getting the job done, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. All you got to do is go to Captain's America. Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And our website is at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have to offer. Okay, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, the Trump lawyers yesterday declined a special master request on some documents that were declassified, and I don't know what that was all about, but President Trump's lawyer said, nope, not going to do it.
You know, we're kind of getting into the weeds here when I think that we need to stay up above the whole fray, and that is that whatever documents Trump had, classified or unclassified, it really comes down to the National Archives and the FBI had ample opportunity, since Trump left the White House, to go through those boxes piece by piece by piece. And they chose not to do this. So when you look at this whole thing, this is about as they're it's kind of going back to the whole Russiagate thing. This is building a scandal really out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, the FBI has visited Mar-a-Lago, the storage room or whatever, chamber, whatever it was, at least twice. And so... you know, they're putting the blame on the National Archives when, in fact, this is another hit job that they're putting the country through and the legal process through, and just to keep Trump from having support and maybe even a run for the White House. That's really where we are. So we're going through all of these special masters and these 11th Circuit decisions and all of this nonsense. And if we're about to put it on the same level as not only all things Russiagate, but impeachment. He's being impeached really for the third time. That's really where we are with this.
Right.
And so now he has, I would say, an additional lane in all of this, or he being the Department of Justice, and really even Trump for that matter, is because they're going after Ron DeSantis now, too. For the same, so they're trying to impeach Ron DeSantis before he ever even thinks about running for president.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this cockamamie sheriff out there in San Antonio who himself appears to be somewhat of a hypocrite Marxist wanting to open this investigation for what Ron DeSantis did, you know, flying these migrants into Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some chatter yesterday, day before, that there would be a second plane or third plane that Ron DeSantis would send to Delaware.
Yeah.
So what happens? The media shows up at this little cockamamie airport, and they're all waiting for this plane. I mean, it was loaded with media. There was more media at this cockamamie little airport mm-hmm. than there's ever been of media outside of Fox News being at the southern border. But you know what? The plane never showed up. And in fact, Biden was asked about it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
About, you know, migrants going into Delaware. He said they should come visit. We have beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are impeaching, really, Republicans. And that includes, I might add, Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York. Because now she's opened up an investigation on Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor of New York, for, you know, fraudulent campaign activities. So,
well, 10:30 this morning, there's going to be a special news conference and by her. Is that what that's all about?
Yes, and this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back. The show returns.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can check and see what they might charge you for the insurance on the car you're driving or perhaps the truck you're driving. They also can cover a motorcycle if you have one, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance. You will save money that way. So all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and fill it out. And guess what? You'll see what you'll save. And happy shopping. So back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first one. And good morning to Mary. How are you?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, I believe we're in an information war. Not a traditional war, but an information war. And I did meet someone yesterday who does not believe in climate change. And he was talking about electric vehicles. And I'll bet a lot of people really didn't know, and they may not tell you this, when you buy those cars, you have to have an actual electrician come out to your house to put in the charging station, change up the electricity at your house.
Sure.
Which affects the electricity in the neighborhood around you. And I don't know how many people have had an electrician visit their house lately, but I can tell you that they're not inexpensive. But they don't tell you the people that when they're buying these darn things are thinking about making them. But that's what I think. And I'm sorry to change the subject. Thank you.
Well, that's okay. You're entitled. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Denise, comment.
She's right. You know, these quasi-public and public facilities are having to do the same thing. Buildings, with parking lots, condos. It's stupid.
Yes, yes, and yes.
And expensive.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, let me see here. We have got another caller. I'm not sure who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's Eric in East Tennessee. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, you guys were talking about Ms. Denise was talking about the Attorney General of the State of New York, Letitia James, and you guys were talking about announcements for an investigation going on for, forgive me, I don't know the candidate's name, for governor, Republican candidate in New York.
Lee Zeldin.
Lee Zeldin, roger that. That's not happening in a vacuum, in my opinion, because the UN is meeting for the first time face-to-face in over 2 years down the General Assembly meeting. It made mention that President Biden is not speaking on day one, so that does show a descent of our status globally, in my opinion. Number two, the Clinton Global Initiative is having a massive meeting that's going on. They're talking about ESG scoring and how corporate governance of a sovereign countries can be implemented for everyone to follow this ESG score type stuff. And the World Economic Forum is having a meeting regarding climate change, all in New York. And who are one of the keynote speakers in some of this stuff? It's the Attorney General of New York and the Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. That's number one. And there's also stuff going on as far as information warfare regarding what Mary kind of alluded to, that the Pentagon is conducting a massive investigation on who set up counterintelligence operations or psychological operations or influence operations, however you want to label it, on Facebook that was putting out propaganda or legitimate misinformation regarding what Facebook is approving or has approved for dissemination and broadcast, while at the same time Facebook is saying, oh, no, we're cracking down on this misinformation. So none of this, in my opinion, is happening in a vacuum as far as how basically psychological influence operations are being conducted. Maybe even some people call it a color revolution operation going on here in the United States. I was wondering if Ms. Denise, thanks.
Okay.
I was wondering if you can comment
right.
on that.
Thank
Thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
You're right on all of those accounts, and I would also add that I think today Governor Newsom is signing a piece of legislation that doctors will lose their license to practice medicine if they put out what whoever deems to be false information
right.
about
that's
you
right.
know, illnesses.
Yep,
and
that's right.
It's not just COVID. I'm saying illnesses.
That's right.
So now you got a situation here where doctors in California are like, okay, how are they supposed to practice medicine when they're talking to a patient in their office?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be some kind of a spy in there that's going to record this and then that goes before the American Medical Association and they start losing their license?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in a very bad place here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to put it, but
mm-hmm.
And things are getting continuously worse. We have a situation on the international stage here because Putin comes out yesterday and speaks, and he's gone to he's calling conscription. So anybody that has anything to do with the Russian military is being called up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. He's trying to gather up a minimum of 300,000 troops right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually threatening, and he says it is no bluff. Those were his words. This is not a bluff, the use of nuclear weapons.
Yep.
And There is, I think, a vote today that he is forcing in parts of Ukraine that they would be voting to be fully annexed into Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not in a good place. Now, what is being reported, because I've read it from Wall Street Journal, I've read it from Associated Press, and a couple others to see how they're all framing this. I'm actually looking at some of the other people that I follow on Twitter to see what they're saying about this. But he's apparently so mad that he has lost such territory in parts of Ukraine that mm-hmm. he is upping the game.
Yeah.
And upping the game such that Prime Minister Modi of India, who was in support of some of the things that Moscow, Russia, was doing, that Modi has said, "Nope, we're out of here. That's the end of this relationship." So we're having a major fracture that's happening here, and this is on the heels of Putin just having this conversation a couple of days ago with President Xi. So is China. So is China cool with this? We ought to be shaming President Xi beyond mm-hmm. beyond description in all of this. I would also argue, kind of as a segue to what Eric was saying,
mm-hmm.
is that tomorrow is the vote, the union vote, for the Biden union task force team that offered up a solution to the avert the strike on the rail operators and
right.
to the two or three other unions.
Right.
There is chatter out there, ladies and gentlemen, that this could be, in fact, rejected. The vote could reject it. There are pieces of the union that are not happy with
yep.
what has been presented. So this could be, just hold on to your guardrails here, because if this is rejected, it's going to be a bad situation.
Yeah, and there's three unions that rejected this to begin with.
Four,
so,
yeah.
Well, four now? Okay. It was two, and then it was three, and now it's four. Okay. So these guys never agree with anything. All right, here comes the music. So I will talk to you tomorrow morning bright and early, and I'm sure we're going to have some interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer. In the meantime, I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The lackluster U.S. harvest year is setting back efforts to relieve a global food supply that's been constrained by Russia's war in Ukraine. Agriculture industry executives said Tuesday worldwide crop supplies remain tight, and some said at least two more years of good harvests in North and South America are needed to ease the pressure. High temperatures this summer exacerbated drought conditions in the U.S. West and the country's Great Plains. The latest poll in Arizona's high-profile gubernatorial race shows Republican Carrie Lake widening her margin of victory over Democrat Katie Hobbs. The poll, conducted by the Trafalgar Group between September 14th and 17th among 1,080 likely voters, shows Lake with a lead of 50% to 45.6%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at in a minute, but don't forget to check out their website, naa.edu, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about National Aviation.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in the east side of Tampa Bay in Tampa, and they're over in the southwestern corner of Tampa Bay in Clearwater at the Clearwater Airport and at Ulmerton and 19 over there in Largo. Now, and it happens to be a Clearwater address, I might add. Now, the other thing is, when you check them out by going to their website, naa.edu, remember, you should always ask to take a tour of one or both of their facilities. Your call. Pick the facility you think you might want to go to school at and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And that's how you get it started. Now, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour. You're going to find out everything that you need to know, that you want to know, and then you can make a decision in the following manner. So there you go. Now, the Pentagon has come out and said, wait till you hear this, that the vaccine mandate is still in place, even after Joe Biden said the pandemic is over. Now, several court cases have waived the vaccine for the people that have asked for waivers due to religious grounds or whatever the grounds were that they were given permission to have a waiver. In the case of most of the services where this was done, they have been allowed back in, but there are still some services where they will not let them in. One is the Air Force. They will not let their pilots back in to fly, even though they desperately need pilots. So we'll see how all of this works out. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but this is how this administration is operating. The Biden climate appointee attended a Chinese Communist Party-controlled university with links to the Chinese military. And, of course, they're going to be joining the Biden administration over climate control. Unbelievable. By the way, here's one that's stranger than truth. A Tesla burst into flames. Battery fire. This was in Connecticut. In order to put the fire out in the car, the Connecticut firefighters needed 25,000 gallons of water to drown the fire in the battery. Totally destroyed the car, of course. 25,000 pounds of water. Gallons, sorry, of water to put the fire out. Wow. And here's an interesting statistic. We now know that Joe Biden welcomes 3 migrants for every 4 U.S. births. I think we're on the losing end of that. But that's just me. Now, in addition, a group has tried to overload the VA crisis line to protest the prosecutions of the Capitol rioters from January the 6th that are still sitting in jail. Needless to say, it did not work. And I get where they're going with that, that they're trying to make a point, but tying up the phone line for people who are trying to get an answer to a question and they're having some sort of crisis, and you tied the phone line up because of that, that's not very smart. You guys and gals can do better than that. Just saying. Now, the veterans have once again held another round-the-clock protest outside the Capitol building for the Afghan refugee bill. So far, no movement on that, but they're going to keep trying. And sailors' medical discharges have been halted for almost a week due to a computer glitch. We'll see where that goes. That's hanging up in a year or two, I might add. And, of course, a nonprofit business accelerator is now offering grants to veteran-owned small business owners to try to help them start up a business or expand a business, whatever the case might be. You can check that out by going to the website military.com and clicking on the link that's there. That'll help you out, I'm sure. Now, not to be outdone, but we do know that we have our military scattered all around the world doing various things. And we have our Navy and our ships all around the world doing different things. As a matter of fact, I see and I watch the transmissions, the communications back and forth between some of our ships. There's a website where you can go to and see the vessels talking together, especially in the South China Sea, which is very interesting when they do one of their island drive-bys where they intentionally get close to something that they're testing the waters again or whatever. Very interesting stuff, to say the least. And by the way, you can do it too. You can follow that stuff if you want to. It's there to be followed. Now, we know that our great country and our great military is doing all they can to keep us free and safe. But we are stretched thin in many areas because of what's going on with the COVID shots and the people being pulled back and the training and needing to have additional certifications to be able to do certain parts of their job. It's a work environment for sure in the military, and it's not quite as simple as it used to be, but they're getting it done. Our men and women are getting it done. We have some of the best minds in the world serving in our military. And we need to remember that. I realize it's hard sometimes, but we need to remember that. Now, the House is going to be voting on an Electoral Count Act reform bill. Obviously, the Democrats would like to get rid of the Electoral College altogether and go with a popular vote. And it may someday come down to that, but not right now. Not right now. So, we will be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got plenty of financial stuff to talk about with him. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank. Appreciate that. And thanks for the flowers. Frank also is a retired firefighter. Now, I will tell you, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. I was up in Brooksville yesterday at the Moss Family Automotive Nissan dealership, the brand new one there. Boy, what a state-of-the-art facility that is. Holy smokes. But Moss Acura is the dealership that brings you my conversation with Chris Markowski. And, of course, Moss Acura is down here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue right next door to a Moss Nissan dealership. Now, the reason that people continue to come here, and I had this conversation with Dave Moss Jr. yesterday, is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal offered to them on the vehicle, new or pre-owned, that they're looking at. Now, that's just part of it. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. This is amazing. The two things I just told you about, most car dealers are not doing or they've done away with because they can't afford it or whatever the deal is. But this is a standard feature that you get from Moss Acura. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money along the line, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
So will they or won't they raise the interest rate again, the Fed?
Well, they're going to be – there's no doubt they're going to raise rates. You know, the question is, you know, 50 basis points, 75 basis points, 100 basis points. You know, you can basically spin a roulette wheel. I got a feeling it's probably stick with 75. It's not that big of a deal in regards to what they're going to raise today. It's what they're going to say about what they're doing moving forward. The so-called forward guidance. That's just really going to be important right now.
Well, do you think that this will do anything to help inflation, which is why they say they're doing it?
I'm not so sure. I've been talking about this for a while. I really think that the Fed is kind of limited right now in what they can do. I mean, obviously, I think the drawdowns on the balance sheet, I think that is taking some money out of the money supply. But, the most important items out there, which is food and energy, I don't think rates are going to do to help that. And I've never been a big believer that you have to go out and wreck an economy and cause high unemployment to bring inflation down. I think a lot of this is more or less from government spending and misallocation of resources. That's where you run into problems. That's where you get into inflationary aspects that you get out of control is when the government just spends and spends and spends. And, a company does that, a business does that irresponsibly. They go out of business. Our government does it. The programs continue on and on and on. And, we're not cutting any sort of government spending at all. We're increasing it. I know they keep talking about the deficits down. The deficits down is because some of the COVID relief stuff has gone away to some degree. But, I mean, we're still adding to our national debt. We're up close to $31 trillion now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got a caller calling in. You ready to take a caller?
Sure.
All right. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Chris. My question to Chris is that we hear of there's a class action suit in favor of illegal aliens that have been shipped to, like, say, places like Massachusetts over in Martha's Vineyard to receive money for, I guess, the way they've been, more or less, to believe that they've been treated. Now, say, a person like myself who had a 403B that was approaching $100,000, that within 6 months of Biden taking office, I'm watching it just fall from that close to 100 grand to like 30 grand, and I just jumped out because I said, I got to go before, the bottom falls all the way out, and I lose it all. Now, what's the chance of a class action suit for people such as myself who work for a living, who are here born and raised in this country, and they see your government decimate all of your savings within such a short period of time, or not just a short period of time, just to be involved with a loss such as that?
Okay.
That's the question. Chris, if you can give me the answer, I'll listen off the air.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
There's no chance. That never happened to me. You can't sue the government for investment losses in your portfolio based upon, whatever actions they may take. I mean, that would just it never happen in a million years. You have a difficult time even, suing your investment advisor. I mean, if your portfolio is down 70% over the course of this year, your investment advisor has done something wrong. The market's not down 70% as a whole. Market's down, let's just say 20%. You want to take the three major averages, but 70%, that's your advisor has just done a really, really cool job. I'm being honest with you. Market sell-offs and whatnot happen. This is part of, part of investing. I mean, I've dealt with this how many times in my, decades in my career I've done with market sell-offs and whatnot. It's how you go about dealing with them is what, works. And they can turn out great opportunities because you're able to, own high quality companies. You're able to buy a lower price when things come down. And this is where you can do really, really well over the long run. But the chance of suing the government over something like this is impossible.
But if he were to choose to, he could call you and you could probably help him steer him in the right direction, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we do. I mean, but, something's amiss. To be down 70%, It sounds like that, your advisor put way too many tech companies and speculative companies into your portfolio. You got to have a balance to some degree. Markets are down. All the advisors, everybody, you're down this year when the market's down. It's just how much you're down. And if you're rotating assets and you've got companies that you've started moving into energy companies and whatnot, you're not going to be down even with the market. You're going to be down, but not that much. And again, if you're, reinvesting in some of these companies when they come down to some degree, when everything goes back and high quality companies return to where they're supposed to be, you'll do fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, housing has a lot to do with how our country goes, right?
To some degree, I think that the housing market, people blow it a little bit out of proportion. We need to have homes. I think homes have gotten, over the past several years, gotten way too expensive. And a lot of that also had to do with inflationary costs when it came to commodities that went into those homes. Those prices are starting to come down. Home builders are finally starting to adjust and lower their prices, which I'm happy to see. That's what we want to have. I mean, we don't want people overspending on homes. Mm-hmm. We do need to increase the inventory.
Now, permits for new homes dropped nearly 10% in August from July. However, they're back up again this month. So what was down is now up.
What? You're talking about what? I'm sorry?
Permits for new houses dropped 10% from August to July. But now from August to September, it's gone up.
It's a volatile number to some degree. And if the permits have gone up, what's that telling me, because mortgage rates have gone up, is that the home builders are lowering their prices, which they need to do. Let's be honest. Home builders, they see the prices going up for commodities. They have to raise the price of homes. Okay. The price of commodities comes back down, lumber, a myriad of different things. And they didn't lower the prices. They didn't lower their prices because they were still getting people to buy them at the inflated prices. When people are not buying at the inflated prices, well, guess what? They're going to have to lower their prices.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's fair to say that generally people trust the Republicans more than the Democrats with the economy, to handle the economy. Is that a fair assumption?
I think it depends on the year.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Because this year, by an extremely wide margin on the economy and the economic issues, the people are trusting the Republican Party.
Well, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully it holds.
Okie dokie.
All aboard.
I will let you go, my friend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.